Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 Hefter. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Leslie Kossoff is here, too, because otherwise we wouldn't have nearly as much fun this half hour. Leslie Kossoff is our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the ladies who, one of the people in our Brain Trust who helps us to think about the person that's running our businesses. That's us. And she wants us to think about being executives, how to think like an executive. And she proposes that in her book, Executive Thinking. She's also our top quality expert. She's our good friend. Leslie, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Leslie, you've been doing a good job over the last several months. We've been visiting every couple of months or so, talking about executive thinking, talking about how to understand that as the managers, as the owners of our small businesses, we are the top executive. We are actually executives. And I think a lot of small business owners don't really think of themselves that way. We're so close to the trenches. We're so close to the, you know, where the rubber meets the road, that it's hard for us to do what executives do, which is to disengage a little bit and have a little vision about where the company's going. You've been doing a good job of helping us with that, and we sure do appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, and it's such an important skill to have. It's one of those back pocket resources, it's the way that I refer to it, of just being able to step away and take a look at your business as someone else would look at it, so that you can determine how you're doing, what you want to do next, and how you're going to get there without the emotional impact of that immediacy of the fact that with all of that view and those decisions, because you're in the trenches, you're going to be the one that's dealing with them as well.
One of the things that I think about when I think about being an executive and I think about driving my company, basically, you know, our employees are the engines and the wheels, you know, and the power part of our this vehicle that we call our business. But we're at the wheel, and so we have a choice. We can either think like executives and be in control of that wheel and the direction and the speed of our business vehicle, or we can not be an executive, which means basically that nobody's driving the car. Nobody's driving the bus. It's you know, we're going 60 miles an hour down a one-way street, and it's the wrong way, and nobody's in charge.
You're absolutely correct, and it's one of the mistakes that small business owners make. And it's, again, it's because of that immediacy. It's because of being in the trenches. But I'm going to deal with this, but then I'm going to put it into a larger context as well. One of the problems in that car that you're driving as the small business executive is that if you're not aware of the fact that, first of all, you're in a car and that you're driving it, it's mostly because you're still thinking of yourself in the context of your business as a manager. When you're in a corporation and your title keeps changing and you get more and more perks, you have a different landscape that you're looking at, and it allows you to see that larger view. And basically, it changes what you're seeing out the front window of the car. Mm-hmm. When you're a small business owner, and even if you recognize the fact that you're in the car, if you've got your eyes so focused on, you know, the seat next to you, that you forgot to look and see that there's an ignition and the key is in it, let alone there's a front window, you know, you lose it. You simply lose sight of it. On the larger stage, and this is why this is something that's so crucial for small business owners, you must not only see that you are in a car, that you are the driver of the car, and then, of course, you know, continuing with that metaphor, you have to decide, you know, are you driving a Kia or a Mercedes? And, you know, and if you're driving a Kia right now, which is perfectly fine, do you want it to be a Mercedes, and what's it going to take to get there? If you want it to stay a Kia and you want maybe another Kia in the fleet and to you know, build out that way, that's perfectly fine, too. You know, again, all of those decisions.
None of those decisions are bad decisions. The question is, are you making those decisions? Are you allowing them to be made for you?
Absolutely, and that's the larger landscape, because your car is someplace, and you need to understand what the road is, what the landscape is, and who's setting the boundaries.
Leslie, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, Leslie's going to help us understand some other ideas about the importance of being an executive and think like an executive when we run our small businesses. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Leslie Kossoff, and she's the author of Executive Thinking, and also she's the author of Managing for Quality. And by the way, folks, we have a new feature on our website. It's been there, but we've recently just sort of built it out. So if you go to jbsba.com, you can click on the Books and Resources section, and you can find a little bit more about Leslie there and about the books that she offers. You can listen to some archives of shows that she and I've done in the past and get a little bit better idea about some of the things she has to say. And if you decide to make a purchase, if you decide you want to think about buying a book of Leslie's or any of our Brain Trust members, we'll link you right to Amazon. You can do that. And so check that out when you get a chance, jbsba.com. Leslie, what's a new direction of executive thinking that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, it really ties directly into your most recent newsletter, which, by the way, I thought was wonderfully timed given the fact that we had, at least in my state, Super Tuesday yesterday. And, you know, but the whole issue of public policy and the impact that individuals not only can but must have on what's going on in their larger society. And this is something that I find in general small business owners tend to miss altogether. They don't realize the amount of power that they wield, because there's a tendency to think to yourself, well, gee, if I'm not the CEO of a major multinational corporation, or I don't have a gigantic lobby organization that I'm tied closely into, then how am I going to have or make any difference at all? And frankly, that's wrong. That's simply wrong. And so in looking at your newsletter, I started thinking about the resolutions that you wrote of from an executive perspective. And actually, what I'd like to do is talk to those resolutions from an executive perspective.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so starting with the first one, which is, I resolve to know who my local, state, and federal elected representatives are and to establish contact with them so they know what small business issues are important to me. This is an access to information issue, and the reason that small business owners don't tend to realize how important this is because most small business owners don't realize how much information they have access to or need access to, and how much they need to convey both inside and outside of the organization.
That's an excellent point. One of the things that we can do right now, Leslie, to help people to become better informed and to give them some ammunition to talk to their elected representatives about, is there are websites where you can go right now and see how your elected member of Congress, your senators and your congressman or congresswoman, how they voted on small business issues. It's easy to find. You can go right there. The best site I know of to do that is a site called sbsc.org. You know that site because you've heard of us talk with some of their folks, Karen Kerrigan and Ray Keating. That's the Small Business Survival Committee's website, Leslie. And they actually have the scorecard of how your elected representative voted on small business issues.
And it's so crucial to know that because, again, what you said is in your piece that most members of Congress have never made a payroll. Basically, they don't know what it is to be a small business owner. They don't know what the issues are. And so they're voting from their perspective. But as a small business owner, you can't count on them knowing what they need to know. Just the same way that you would want real-time important information from your employees so that you know best which decisions to make about what the internal workings or the outside competitive landscape so that you can steer your organization correctly, you have to think exactly the same way about what you need your members of Congress to know. And I would argue that you can even take it down to the local community level and see if your local we here in San Francisco have a board of supervisors, but
right.
Take a look at your city or town. Take a look at their website. See what the different members of your governing board are doing, because even on a local level, you guys are dealing with, everyone is dealing with small business issues.
Right.
And one of the things, I saw an advertisement on TV yesterday that it was the strangest advertisement, because it started out by saying, A new small business, a new home or small-based business is opening up every 10 to 15 seconds in this country. And I thought, you know, it's the first time that I ever heard small business ownership reported like a crime statistic. On the one hand, I thought, what a strange way of going about this. On the
right.
other hand, I thought, if it can be quantified to that extent, the power base that exists inside of the hands is absolutely enormous.
In the aggregate, you know, think about this, Leslie, and this is something I talk about all the time. The United States produces $10.3 trillion. The United States economy produces $10.3 trillion of production every year. Small business owners in the aggregate do half of that.
Oh, my God.
Half of that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything the United States produces, small business does half of it. We sign more than 50% of the paychecks, the fronts of those paychecks. And so when you think about what we could do if we ever got together and organized, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
we'd almost be dangerous. But the problem is that we're such a herd of cats.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why we don't have the political power that we really ought to have, because we deserve to have it, because, Leslie, as you know, what I say is, whatever's good for small business is good for the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we deserve to have this kind of influence, but the reason we don't is because we don't know the issues. We're busy focusing on other issues instead of the ones that affect our small business. And one of my goals is to get small business owners to do that. That's one of the reasons I wrote that article.
Yes.
Quick break. Right back with Leslie Kossoff. She's going to help us some more. And right after these messages, to be better executive thinkers.
Small business owner needs to understand is that even as one, and even if you want to take it from a very Zen-like perspective, if you get enough ones all working in the same direction, the impact is phenomenal. And so even prior to the organization that you and I both know is absolutely necessary and is being worked on to get into place, small business owners, as you find out who your delegates and representatives are, how they voted, take it upon yourself to make your position known, because you do have an immediacy of impact, because those ones that I was talking about are literally being counted up in your congressperson's office.
Mm-hmm.
The way that the operating offices of congresspeople and senators work is they, on any given issue, they literally have little hash mark tallies to
yep.
see which side is coming in on what. And so, you know, even though you must get involved with, you know, and this moves us into Resolution 3, getting involved with your local chamber of commerce and small business organizations that have national impact, and even as you're doing that so that you are growing your impact, have your impact as an individual, and then understand that impact on a local, national, and global basis. Because, again, one of the things that I really appreciated, in fact, one of the first conversations that I had with you, Jim, when I first joined the Brain Trust, was we were talking about how small business owners don't realize that if they have a small business that is a storefront based in their small town, that they are not only affecting but being affected by global decision-making just as much as any of the multinationals.
That's right.
And that gets back to what must happen from a participative perspective. You've got to get your two cents in. You have got to make sure that your voice is heard. Again,
well,
individually,
our businesses are going to be affected by politics and by public policy issues. The question is, are we going to be at that party? Are we going to be at the debate when it's happening? Or are we going to let somebody else be in control of our future?
Absolutely, and that gets to your fourth resolution, and that is the support and encouragement of small business friendly candidates. And once again, from an executive perspective, you know, it's not by chance that large corporations, whether directly or indirectly, make it known that they prefer certain candidates. You know, and again, depending on the company's policy, will determine the extent to which it's safe for them to come clean with that. But the fact is, whether it's through corporate contributions or simply talking with their employees or talking with others in their local business community, they find a way to either metaphorically or directly put their money where their mouth is, whether it's through a vote, whether it's through participating. Go to any kind of local meetings where a candidate is going to be there and question the heck out of this person and find out how well-versed they are in the issues that affect you, and know that just through that questioning, not only are you getting the information you need, but you're opening others' eyes to the importance of these issues.
Well, and also, if you find those people, once you do that, and you find the people that you believe are the ones that are on the right side of your issues, support them.
Yes.
Make a contribution if you can, and help them with their campaigns. And I'll tell you, Leslie, that was one of the most important things. If any small business owner, for whatever party, regardless of the party, a small business owner decides to run for office, do what you can to support them, because they're probably going to be good for your business. Leslie, we've run out of time. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for helping us think like executives. You do a great job of that.
Thank you. It's my pleasure always.
Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Executive Thinking. She'll be back. Quick, I got to go, actually, for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, executives all. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.